FM.
Welcome back. Now it is time to talk boxing, and we are joined on the line by Kildare's Eric Donovan. Eric, you should be preparing for a really big fight next weekend against Mario Alfano, but it hasn't worked out. It's been postponed. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, how's it going, Marie? How are you going, guys? I'm absolutely devastated, really, to be honest, because the European title has always been a dream of mine. When I came back when I turned professional after 3 years in retirement, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if I could get a European title or even to that level? And here I was, a week out, week and a half out from making that dream become a reality, and I picked up a blow to the ribs in sparring, and I had fractured that same rib in 2019, and I didn't refracture it, but I'd done a lot of damage to it in that spar just with that one single punch. And it just put me in a very unfit position. I rested up for a few days, took the anti-inflammatories, done everything I could. And then I'd done 8 rounds on the pads with my coach a couple of days later. And Packy Collins is my coach. And then I was in excruciating pain for the whole 8 rounds of the pads. And he said to me, Eric, look, if you can't do the pads with me, there's no way you can go into a 12-round fight, which could potentially be a dogfight at times and a physical battle away from home. And he was right, he was right. Like, I was really in awful pain, and so we had to call it off. Like, we had to postpone it.
Eric, I'm amazed at your mentality. I have tried to ride horses, or had done, with a broken rib, and even sneezing is sore. How did you think you're going to get into a boxing ring?
I know. Do you know what? At times I was thinking, oh God, how am I going to do this? I started thinking about all ways around this, and then I actually started thinking about how I could stay away from them, look up on my toes and move around, and then I was thinking, this is ludicrous. I'm thinking about protecting my injury and not thinking about my performance now. So I said, no, this is not right. I have to look, on medical grounds I was deemed unfit to fight. So I suppose the good news is it's not dead in the water, Ruby. It's just going to be pushed down the road a little bit, and everything happens for a reason, I suppose. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell myself anyway.
find a positive whatever you do. But look, since you've left Kenny Egan and moved to Packy Collins, you've really felt it's been a learning curve for you, and from reading about you and listening to you, you think you're in a much better place.
No, I am, definitely. I spent 20 years in the amateur game, and the amateur game is a completely different, it might be fundamentally it's the same thing, it's boxing, you try and hit and not be hit, but the amateur game is 3 rounds. So it's a sprint and a marathon. The amateur game is like a 10K, and the professional game is like, it's a marathon, it's like 4 10Ks. So you have to learn how to manage your performance and how to adapt and how to preserve energy, and it's more like there's chapters to it. Like, I was training for a 12 round fight, so I had to learn the game, I had to learn how to preserve energy, I had to learn when to put my foot down on the gas, when to pull back. There's a lot of tactics in it, a lot of strategy in it, and you have to learn the game. And with Packy, he's over 20 years experience in coaching, and he's a great guy, so much knowledge. And Ken it would have been like me, amateur, like world class, he has like one of the best amateur boxers to come out of this country, but he had no professional experience, and he doesn't really have much coaching experience either. Ken turned around and said to me, Eric, look, you're dead right to link in with Packy. Ken gave me a hand when I needed it, but I never really thought I was going to get to this level. In the back of your mind, you hope you would, but you never thought I would get to this level. And then when I got the fight against Alpha Barrett, I knew I was up there with the best of them, and I knew that I was going to have another opportunity. So I said, right, I need to make some decisions now, because the next time I go into an opportunity like that, I got to make sure that I'm fully ready and fully prepared. And so that's when we brought in Packy. And look, it's been a great move, and I am changing, I am learning, and I'm developing under him. So I was really looking forward to next week, because I really believed I was going to become a European champion, so that's just going to have to wait for a little while longer.
That's Alpha Barrett fight, we all watched it, we were all so into it. Must have given you huge confidence as well, though, just knowing where you're at.
Oh, huge, like literally huge, like to be honest with you, like, I spoke about this publicly before, like, I've I've had massive problems with my mental health, and I was in addiction, and you know, there was times in my life where I was in, like, I was so low. I was in despair for many years in my life, and I felt like I ruined so many opportunities during my amateur career. Like, I was good enough to go to the Olympics. I messed up, self-inflicted. I had to take responsibility for that. I had to take it on the chin. I was good enough to win a world medal, left that behind me as well. And nobody to blame but myself. And then I spent 3 years in retirement, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and I was wallowing in self-pity. And then I kind of just got it into my head, Eric, do something about it, you know? Why not? Because you're going to drive yourself demented. And that was it, you know? I just said, right, that's it. I'm still young enough. I might be able to do something here. And I got back on track, and I got back into the game. And, you know, I said, maybe a Celtic title, you know, I surpassed that. Maybe an Irish title, I surpassed that. And I just keep raising the bar. And I'm realizing that, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not far off these top guys. And then when I got the chance against Alpha Barrett, I came so close. But it just shows you, if you take your eye off the ball at the top level, you can be taken out. And that's what Alpha did. Look, credit to him, but it just proved that I was good enough to be up there with them, and I'd love to be able to win a European title. That would make me very, very content and happy when I do eventually hang up the gloves.
Eric, when you listen to Eddie Hearn, he was full of praise for you, not only for your fighting ability during all that, but the way you conducted yourself and the way you spoke there, it shows you've learnt an awful lot as you've gone on.
Yeah, well, it is. That's true, Donica. I had to go back to the drawing board. I had to relearn a lot of things, you know. Like, growing up, like, for me, I just felt like I was always dealing with emotional conflict, mental conflict, but I did not know how to express it, articulate it. I didn't know how to assess the supports, the, you know, that were available to me. And I remember so many times on the Irish team that I was tempted to talk to the sports psychologist, Jerry Hussey. I was so many times so close to actually telling him what was going on for me. And then I pulled back because I was afraid of rejection, that embarrassment, that shame, you know, to tell someone what's really going on. And that went on for years. And then finally, just enough was enough, and I couldn't take any more, and I had to ask for help. But once I actually started talking and reaching out and being honest and straight with Eric, my life started to get better immediately. I couldn't believe it. You know, so there's something amazing about being straight and being honest and talking about what's really going on for you, you know, what you know, your darkest thoughts, your heaviest feelings. When you get them out there, you feel lighter, you feel taller, you feel like a problem shared is a problem halved, you know.
Eric, not to cut across, you say it so lightly, but for people to find the courage to talk is a very difficult thing. Did somebody inspire you to do it? Did one particular event inspire you to do it? People are great communicators.
Honestly, there was because the thing is with when you're in addiction and when you're dealing with emotional and mental health problems, do you know what's attached to that? Shame, embarrassment, remorse, guilt, and all those things. So you walk around with a heavy weight on your shoulders. Your head is kind of bowed. You know, there's part of you is like you're like two different people. You know, you're being dishonest, and then you're trying to get on in life as well. And you're trying to make, like, I was the professional athlete when I was up at the high performance team. But then when I was back home, I was searching for social oblivion, couldn't put one foot in front of the next, you know, couldn't make sense of my life, couldn't make sense of myself. And then, you know, eventually it got to the stage where I didn't believe I had a purpose in life anymore, you know, and I didn't want to be here. And that was a very scary place to be and a very dark place to be. And I genuinely thought people would be better off without me. And that's, you know, sadly, that's where it all brought me. But they say the crack is where the light gets in, you know. So when I kind of cracked, you know, I think that's what happened. You know, my body and my mind and my emotions couldn't take anymore. It bubbled up to the surface where I just kind of, Oshin McConville says it brilliantly. He says, sometimes you just have to blurt it out, you know. Forget about what's going to happen afterwards. Just blurt it out, you know. And once I turned to my coach and I said to him, look, Dom, I need help, you know. And I knew, he knew by the way I asked him, like, it wasn't the help I was used to asking him for, like holding up the mitts or opening up the club doors or whatever. He knew that I was in trouble, you know, and he couldn't help me here, but he knew some people who could, you know. And then that was in 2012, and from that moment he introduced me to the area of professional help, mental health, and psychologists and counsellors, therapists and everything. And I've no shame in saying it, that I worked with all of the supports that were available, the free meetings, the support groups, everything, and it helped me to change my life. And I live a wonderful life today, and I thank God for the support that I received. It's been incredible.
And when you think of where you are to where you are now, it must be almost nearly mind-blowing to think of the progress that you made and where you've got to, and the fact that you're so content and you can go on the radio and talk about all your problems and ultimately inspire other people to go and get help so that they can get to the stage that you're at now.
Yes, without a doubt, that's why I do it. I do school talks and everything, and a lot of people are saying they're handling this fairly well, Eric, and I'm kind of like, well, look, I mean, what can I do? There's no point in me beating myself up over it. Like, I'm starting already to speak to some schools, to have some schools lined up before they finish the term, some secondary schools, another finished at the end of the month. So I'm trying to get in as many talks as I can. I love talking to them. I know there's always someone at the back of the class who's suffering in silence. And, you know, I wish I had somebody come into school and talk with me the way I share with people, like when I was in school, and I didn't have that luxury. So I always do it, Marie, because I know that my story is not unusual. It's replicated across this country in so many communities, marginalized communities. People are struggling, and people, especially now, the aftermath of this pandemic, is going to be serious. It's going to be real, real problems in this country. So I do it because I speak because it takes out a bit of insurance for me. It helps me to remember and know where I've come from, but it also I also do it because it's to help somebody else, you know. And I think the greatest joy in life comes from helping others.
Well, Eric, we hope that rib injury heals up, you get to fight Mario Alfano, because you can't change the past, but you most certainly can affect the future. The best of luck.
Thank you.
New cooked chicken breast fillets are 100% natural and packed with protein. Available in selected stores nationwide.